This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
All right, Haima Black at South by Southwest Music. And I've been talking to a lot of artists that I haven't spoken to yet. So it's really nice to reconnect with some like longtime friends of myself and the podcast. My Gold Mask, Greta, Jack, James, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Doing well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, man, I mean, I don't even remember how long we've had you guys on this podcast. We've had you on a number of times over the years, and a number of times at South by Southwest, right? We've talked to you here before.
We have talked to you before. Probably under sweatier, crazier conditions, but yes.
Yeah, it's very relaxed. I learned after a couple of years, like, the first year or two I did interviews, I would run like, okay, that interview's at Fader Fort. Okay, this one's like way on the other side across the bridge.
Right.
Like, this one's over on 11th. And then I was like, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to start scheduling these a half hour apart
at
one location that I am at.
Right.
Made my life so much better.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes when you get off a stage or something, especially like a South by, like, you're all like, just like your brain is going crazy and it's hard to even like talk. So I think this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, this is my like saving myself some effort kind of way. So it works. Yeah. So right on, South by. How long have you guys been coming to South by?
Well, let's see. Greta and I, the first time we came, I think was 2010.
I think that is correct.
I think that was our first time.
Yeah.
We haven't come every year since then. We've skipped a couple years.
Right.
We did a couple times with just the two of us, and then James has done it two or three times.
Yeah, this is my third one with the group.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, so you guys are a staple down here, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough times.
It's a lot of times. But, I mean, I feel what's funny about it is that I feel, you know, we as a band, we're in a lot different place now with our live show and everything. And so it feels relevant for us to still be coming down here right now because there's so much stuff that people haven't. This is a different band. If someone watched us back in one of those other times, this is a different experience. Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we were kind of talking about this before the mic was on, but, like, that's something I really noticed, having known you guys a long time and having been listening to the music and seeing you live a long time. This new record you have, it's called
Anxious Utopia.
That's what I thought. It's called Anxious Utopia for a second, like, that always happens to me in interviews, and I'll cut this out. I'd be like, okay, I know this. Yeah. I studied the test. And then you get the test in front of you, and you're like,
oh,
I don't know any of this.
We're the same way.
So I'm like,
my own records. I'm always like, we sold, which one was it?
Yeah. So it's like, I know the record's called Anxious Utopia, and then the last second before it leaves my mouth, it's like, what? No, that can't be right. They're going to laugh at you. So Anxious Utopia, I've been listening to this, though, and it's very clear to me that, like, there's a lot of growth that has happened in the band. So something that, you know, is evident is that you guys aren't, like, this new upstart anymore. You're not a startup, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are established. How does that change things for the band where, like, you know what you're doing, you're not fresh out of the gate, like, you've got a couple releases behind you, you've done South by, you've done tours, like, where are you now?
There's some awesome things about it. There's challenges that's posed with it because the thing is we all worked really hard on this record, the three of us, and we also worked with two awesome producers. And what you hear was really us really trying to take the sound to another place. And so the challenge is that people that maybe have seen us before, they may think, oh, I've seen that before, but they haven't. So the challenge is getting people to listen to the new record with fresh ears and fresh eyes and really hearing it. And I think people are responding to it and they're realizing we're making a lot of new fans because of it. James has added so much to the group. I've really worked on songwriting. Greta's lyrics have just and stage presence and vocals have just gone to a new place. So I feel like we feel fresh as a band, you know.
And I think, like, you know, we approach it differently because, like, this is like an album we did, like, start to finish, all three of us, other than Leave Me Midnight, where I kind of came in 3 weeks before going into the studio.
Exactly. This is the first time we've really got to coalesce as a three-piece. And also, we worked with Sanford Parker and Baltazar Delayar, and we added a couple other musicians on there. We opened it up to a couple other people, and we really wanted to just make an album that, when we first started, was just the two of us, very intimate.
Right.
Greta and I, and now we wanted to open it up a little more to other people to kind of like reinvigorate the whole sound of My Gold Mask.
Well, it sounds like you've done world building on it. When I was listening to it, I was like, I was really impressed, and I don't mean that in some kind of dismissive way. Like, I wasn't impressed before, but it it's definitely next level, and you can hear that there's like outside influences, outside collaborators. Awesome. Like, talk about the production, because the production really stands out. In addition to the songwriting, it feels very professional. It feels very realized.
As far as like recording and stuff goes, the producers we were working with, Sanford Parker and Baltazar Delay, I think like they, Baltazar, even though we worked with him for a long time, he was able to come in and he's been learning a lot of like new things. We'd be like, oh, we want to like attempt this.
We'll
and
push him.
We've been,
just
yeah.
as much as so, he'll push us. Like, no, let's try something different. Let's do like, what
all of us,
this?
I feel like, kind of went out of our comfort zone and kind of like all became very vulnerable in this process and like kind of like let it go for a little bit. Because I like he was saying in the beginning, he and I have been very, very possessive over right. like every aspect of the way. So this was a release where it we released it to the wind and kind of yeah. like let everyone
well, and
know
then
it.
Everything comes back to us though. Yeah. If it comes, we hear things and the way sounds are happening, and if we don't, at the end of the day, if we don't like it, then it doesn't wind up on the record. We have to, we're the act almost like we write the songs, we get the songs developed with the three of us
right.
in the practice space, and then we take them to the producers, and then we tell them kind of our vision, but then we also give them room to sort of insert themselves into the process. And then when we get those rough drafts back, we kind of go, you know what? This isn't working that much, or this isn't. We kind of act like editors at that point of our own stuff. And then we send it back at that point until we all agree on something that all of us liked, the team. And then we also had like our friend Adam Wayne, who you might know, played in Minor Characters, and he also
and
then he's not with them anymore, but he plays around in lots of bands, and he played bass on the first track. And our friend Mr. Kitty, who actually is out here from, he lives here in Denton. He's an amazing synth pop.
Austin. He lives in Austin.
Oh, not Denton. Sorry, we played Denton the other night. I'm on tour. I have tour brain. All the cities are smushing together.
I was like, is that like on the other side of the bridge?
Yeah. He's from Austin. So he did synths on a track. So it was a lot of fun.
We're also, speaking of Mr. Kitty, our official showcase tomorrow night is going to be with him at Iron Bear.
Yeah.
Which will be awesome.
So you guys are at South Bay. You got this new record. Like, what is this opening up right now, having this record that really, again, feels like the comparison I could make is that if you have this band that's been like an indie favorite for a few years, and then like, you know, they go into the studio with like some money or a record label or like a big time producer, and then you hear the record where you're like, oh, this is what they sound like with the additional resources, you know? Do you feel like that's a apt comparison?
Yeah, well, I think there's a freshness there. Like what you're describing, I feel there's a freshness to that. We did that without a lot of money and without...
Well, but it sounds like, and maybe money's the wrong way to quantify it, but it definitely sounds like there's just more going into the process.
Well, it was also, we spent, I mean, our time in, what was it, 3 or 4 different studios as well?
Yeah, we record lots of different studios. We did it bit by bit. We took our time with all the songs. And the thing is that Balti and Sanford, they're very, very talented, and they love our music. So they worked with us on a level that we wouldn't have been able to do with other producers, you know.
They wouldn't have the time to spend with a band, like, to have that amount of collaboration in it.
Exactly. So, and it has a very consistent feel.
It does. Right. Well, we tried for that, but that's the thing, is we're very fortunate. The thing with this band is we've made a lot of friends through the years that are people that like our music, and they respond to our music, and they want to help out, and they want to be a piece of it. And we're the kind of people that we're willing to, someone's into what we're doing and it fits in with what we're doing, we kind of want to take them on board on the team and like make them part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Team MGM.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess what kind of lessons have you guys learned along the way? Because you've put out a few releases now. You've been a band that's been around for how long now?
Since we started
in 2009.
Yeah.
2009. Just about, thought. Okay. So about 7-ish years. That's a good showing.
Yeah. It's a long time.
That's a good chunk.
A lot of bands that are gone have come and gone in that time.
Yeah, there absolutely are. So it's like you have this kind of experience level behind you. What have you learned that didn't work from before? You know, whether it's going into new music, going on tour, where you're like, all right, we already learned that that's not the thing to do. Let's not do that.
I think what I learned time and time again is there actually are no rules with anything that's going on. And you have to kind of enter each situation with
an open mind.
Totally with an open mind. Like, even like with South By, like, even though we've done it a number of times, every single time. It's literally when I was driving in, like the second we crossed over and got on 35, like into Austin, I was like, okay, and now I have no control. Like, yeah, well, there, I
you
yield.
Only control it as
you surrender to the process.
I yield to this entire, like,
you have to go with the flow.
Ride. Yeah.
And also, I feel like, yeah, we learn so much. We have our things. We've been veterans, so to speak. But, man, there's some things you're still learning every day. I mean, there's shit to learn every day, you know? And it's like, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing half the time.
The rules of touring change.
The rules
so,
of
like,
everything change all so the time in this game. And you got to be flexible.
Yeah. That was a trick you were jumping at. Yeah. Okay. Right on. So you guys are here at South By. What else is on deck for you this year now that the new record is out again called Anxious Utopia?
We're just finishing up South By. We have two showcases tomorrow. And then we're doing a tour of the U.S.
Well,
we can finish
out
that.
We're continuing more tour dates. We've got a video for Connect that's going to come out sometime. Working on that. And then we've got like a couple other things in the works. We're already writing new songs. James started writing a new song, one that he started up, and I've got a few that I've started up, so we're still doing that. And then we've got a couple songs that are unreleased. We got remixes. We've been gathering remixes from lots of artists. Any artists out there that want to do Michael Mass remix, seriously, just hit us up because we love it. So we're getting together a remix album to follow up the Anxious Utopia album too.
I mean, and the amazing thing is that, like, I feel like this album really fully realizes just, like, the full, like, ambition of your kind of, like, goth, ethereal, ambient kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is peak My Gold Mask, I feel like.
Thank you. We really really appreciate that because we really wanted it to feel like that, you know?
We worked really hard on it, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, right, we all put a lot into it, so we appreciate you noticing. Thanks.
Absolutely. Michael Mass, the record is called Anxious Utopia. It's a real, like, if you couldn't tell from listening to this interview, it's a really strong record. I'm in love with it. People should definitely check it out. It's on all the platforms, right? Yeah, I was listening on Spotify.
All of it, yeah. Wherever you want to, however you want to digest it, it's there for you.
Right on. guys, it's always great to catch up with you. You know I always love doing this, like, anytime you have something going on, the door is always open. The mic is always on.
Thank you so much.
My Gold Mask. Great to catch up with you guys down here.
Thank you so
much.
Likewise.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate the support of the Dynasty Podcast.
Dynasty.
Right on.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.